This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are back with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Now we are ready to talk our high school football segment. As I said before, Pat Burrows has done a tremendous job no matter where he's been. Took over the South Dade job in the offseason, and I will tell you, he hit this darn thing running. Has worked extremely hard, got some tremendous coaches around him, and the Bucks are 2-0 heading into this week's game against Miami New Orleans. We welcome in Coach Patrick Burrows. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy week for you, and you've worked extremely hard. And I know that when we had you on, when you first got the job, you said, listen, you know what? You know me. You know how I coach. You know I'm not a no-nonsense guy. We're not going to have kids running the show. And you certainly have done a great job over the last couple months. First of all, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the start. But I know it's just a small portion of where you want to be at the end of the year.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry. Good evening, by the way. We're starting young. And trying to build a culture our way, you know. Just a perfect example of that. I'm just coming back from what was supposed to be our JV game. We were supposed to play our JV game today versus New Orleans, and I wanted to come there and see my JV in person because that's how much it means to me to build a program from the ground up.
Right. I mean, and you said this to me. You go, listen, you know me. I mean, I wouldn't take this job if I wasn't sure that we were going to take this thing to the top. And you certainly, even though players left before you got there from the other regime, you said, hey, listen, you know what? These kids are going to understand that the way that we do things is the right way. It's a proven way. You guys work hard. You go to a lot of events. You expose these kids to some high-level competition. And not only that, you're assistant coaches. Look at your assistant coaches that you hired in the offseason. I mean, you know, you got a guy who knows the community like yourself and Ronnie Thornton, who's been there, done that, state championship game 2 out of 3, last 3 years. You brought in a lot of people who love the game like you do, but have that discipline as well. Talk about that.
It's been a blessing. It's one of the main reasons why I am able to kind of focus on the future of the program by peeking my head into some JV games. It's because of my staff. I mean, you talking about Pat Terry, offensive-minded offensive coordinator, and just a brilliant mind offensively. All my coaches. I mean, Coach Desmond Holland, one of my former players. I mean, he's pretty much a neighborhood hero in community, the spark plug on our defensive front. Of course, Ronnie Thornton, like you said before. I mean, that's having another head coach, which is why he's my associate head coach. So it's just a blessing to have all these coaches out there. I mean, Naquan Phillips in the secondary, Jeremiah McKinnon in the secondary. I have 3 offensive line coaches. You know, we just trying to build these kids into having a bunch of guys around them that's going to help them take their game to the highest level. And I'm just fortunate and blessed to have them. I mean, my head JV coach is a great guy as well. So, you know, we started from there.
Yeah. And you've been down this road before. And, you know, I mean, this is, I mean, you, even though you stepped away from coaching high school football, you were around it with South Florida Express. You've known these kids. You know, you're a teacher of the game. You're a student of the game. I mean, you probably know as much about college football as anybody have ever been around. And certainly when you took this job and you started off this season with a win over Booker T. Washington, and then came back with that Battle of Lucy Street, which a lot of people, unless you've been in it against Homestead, you don't know how much it means to those communities. And then coming away with that. And then this week you got the home game against New Orleans, which is going to be a huge ticket. Talk about these, you know, what would you expect out of these kids? Because as you said, there's a lot of young guys. You're getting a lot of first-year players that, you know, hadn't had an opportunity to step up and be in this situation before, but yet they've responded.
Yeah, you know, it's ironic. The first time we spoke, my first interview with you early this year, I named all of these upperclassmen that were special kids. You know, they're great, talented kids, and none of those guys are here now. So now I went from what would have probably been one of the most veteran teams in Dade County to I'm definitely probably one of the youngest. I only have about six seniors. I don't know about offhand if all six of them even start either. So this team is very, 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 very young. And we need as many games as we could have under our belt. So we had our two games under our belt, and now we're going into New Orleans, an experienced team. I mean, those players are probably not starters from a year ago at New Orleans, but they were all there. And they were all a part of a winning culture. And so we're going against a team that has a winning pedigree. They have a winning coaching staff. And it's going to be great to see our kids play at home in front of another great crowd, because that crowd last week was electric. I mean, it was standing room only. And if we have that same kind of crowd rallying behind us, I think I got to give our kids the extra juice that they need to play their best game, because you're going to have to. The only way you beat New Orleans is by playing your best game. You got to play your A game. So that's our thing this week.
No doubt. Patrick Burrows joins us, head coach, South Dade. And these first four games are good to get these kids ready, because you know as well as I do, the three games that really count are those middle games against Columbus, Palmetto, and Miami High, all district games, Gables as well. Obviously, it's a competitive district with Columbus alone. But certainly, you've been down this road before when you were at Southridge. I mean, you built that team up. Southwest, you built that team up to the level where they're playing. And, you know, now, as you said, New Orleans, it's a good team, a team that lost a lot, but I got a chance to watch them last week in their game against Carroll City, and certainly a program that has speed, a quarterback that's young, but certainly somebody that's growing. Talk about some of the kids that you're going to be able to trot out there, because I noticed in the first two games, especially last game, defensively, you come up with a shutout against Homestead, which is huge. But you've outscored the opposition 74-20 in the first two games. So it's coming from both sides. Talk about that.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, that sounds good. The 74-20. I didn't even know that. That sounds good. It sounds better than how I saw it. I saw the 21 penalties last week that we had against Homestead. So we harped on those kind of things. But, yeah, that sounds good. But Ronnie Thornton the third, that's one of our staples in the secondary. Great force in the backfield. Is a secondary safety, but plays like a linebacker. Of course, that's Coach Thornton's son.
Right.
We not only have Mike Harris coming off the end at defensive end, we also have Uriah Gomez. He's a special talent. I expect him to be a five-star. He's just a freshman now. He'll be a five-star by his senior year. Tremendous talent. My quarterback is coming along as well. This guy might have one of the best combat stories of the season if he keeps it going. Andre Sierra, he's doing a great job. my freshman running back, Andrew Simmons. He runs like a horse. You know, he runs like an upperclassman, keeps his feet moving, great kid. He's going to have a bright future. He'll be one of the top running backs coming out of the county when it's all said and done. And, you know, Damian Fisher, one of my middle linebackers, great leader in the middle. Doesn't talk verbally, but he's a leader on the field. And these guys just have to step it up. They have to step it up and get all the other kids on the same page, which they all have, all the other players. But we have a lot of buy-in right now. We have a lot of buy-in. I can name a lot of other guys.
Yeah. But Michael Harris is a guy that we've talked about in the past. Kid's a beast. Uriah Gomez, as you mentioned, Chevin Marshall. So those are guys that you know, you've had what, 13 sacks in the first two games, which is not terrible. You know, which is certainly you know, making a statement. And as you mentioned too, a name that is familiar with that program, Jaden Shropshire. Running back who is also somebody pretty special as well. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Norlin this week. And then you take each game one at a time. You get prepared for that district run. And I can't thank you enough, Coach, you know, for joining us in midweek. I know that you and I talked during the summer and you said, you know what, now it's time to do things our way. And now you have kids to be around the program. And it certainly has shown after the first 2 weeks. You had a really good off season, very productive. You guys did a lot of things. And I know that you and your coaching staff have worked overtime to make this season a success. And you've done so pretty good so far.
I definitely appreciate it. Without my administration and my parents and the coaching staff, I mean, we wouldn't have where we are. We wouldn't be where we are right now. So we just gonna keep trying to be the best that we can be. And give it all and see how it goes this Friday versus Norlin.
Good stuff. Harris Field, 7:30, home game, and got to pack that place. And I'm certainly, I think that they will, especially after winning that rivalry game last week. And the kids now know what it is to play in front of a pretty good crowd. And certainly I was vocal last week. Coach, again, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Have a great one.
Good stuff. Coach Patrick Burrows, head coach, first year head coach at South Dade. He has his Bucks at 2-0 heading into this week's game against New Orleans. That's going to be definitely a challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.